Carmen, I am joining you on Easter Monday, Oshkosh Monday, if you listened to our Croatian Way of the Week a couple of weeks ago. And what a weekend it is. This public holiday is the best weekend of the year, but it is sadly coming to a close. But I just wanted to get straight into my anagram. Massive hit, apparently, with the fans. Multiple messages coming my way during the week. Oh, that was so good. How did you think of that, man? Unreal.
I think most people got it pretty quickly as well.
Yeah, well, it wasn't quickly. It was Riley Filthorpe. And speaking of quickly, I heard his recovery's going well, so props to him, and the Crows will be good once he's back. You heard it here first.
Save it.
But save it there. Save it. This week's anagram, it is go reevaluate SAA. So two words there. And then I thought we could link this into Gather Round with the SAA. Like South Australia. AFL.
Oh, so man. Go reevaluate, sir.
Sorry, just nice did a dinner. So go evaluate, and if you can't spell that, neither can I. SAA.
Yeah.
So let us know how you go with that, and we will be posting on our story. So let us know.
And you might figure it out at the end of the episode.
Yeah, Carmen will tell you at the end of the episode. So tune out then. But how good is midweek AFL, Carmen? We're watching on Monday. We've watched the Geelong Cats.
Depends what you define as midweek. When do you start your week, mate?
My week starts when the footy finishes. That is midweek.
It's fucking Monday. No, the bloke said it's midweek.
Midweek's not the correct term, but how good is non-weekend footy?
Yeah. No, it's great. It's fantastic, especially couple that with a public holiday. Oof. It's,
and that, that means three-day break, mate. Straight into the next round. Bang, gather round.
Yeah, that's you know what? I wasn't excited until I heard that. Now I'm fucking up for
that
it.
That should be the motto for Gather Round. The slogan, bang, Gather Round.
All right, before we get into Gather Round, should we recap some news from the week or go straight into round three? What do you reckon?
Give us the headlines, mate.
All right, well, let's play this thing first.
It doesn't get any better than that, champion. I'll tell you what. Get a big dog up your Collingwood. You fucking deserve it.
All right. So before we recap the games, we'll go through some news that has come out of this week in the AFL world. Alex, do you want to start us off? Or
I was leaving that to you, mate. I know you've been doing your news research on the AFL. You're our... who's the reporter for the AFL? Mitch Cleary, is it? Tom Brown?
Isn't Cleary a fucking NRL player?
Yeah, Nathan. That's his cousin.
Who's that Sam bloke we mentioned in the blue supporter?
Oh, Sam... Sam the Blue Bagger,
McClure, yeah. Well, that's funny you say that because this is how I found out about this particular bit of news. There's a bit of rumours, I don't know if it's rumours, I think it's actually confirmed, that the Lions camp is a bit unsettled.
Ooh.
Based on after season trip last year. Have you heard about this?
I have heard about it, but I am not aware of any of the facts. And I wonder if it's news for the sake of news, or because if Brisbane were 3-0, would this be a headline?
Yeah, I don't think so. And that is definitely why it is a headline. And Brisbane have come out and said that the particular incidents that happened in this trip has nothing to do with their poor start. Yep. But the media are speculating as they do.
I was going to say.
And, yeah, projecting that this has something to do with their form. But yeah. There's no real like concrete facts that have come out of it, but essentially a lot of the players and their partners went away to Las Vegas during the off season. There was some incident that occurred, some arguments happened between players, and there are several players now in the Brisbane team that aren't on speaking terms. And yeah, look, shut up, Leroy.
He's a big Geelong fan, loves the cat.
Now I've lost my train of thought. What was I going to say?
Just barking.
I'll leave it with, if that is affecting the team, then Brisbane are definitely not a professional outfit. Surely, if you're a professional, you don't let that stuff get in the way of your performance. But again, we don't know what's happened. Maybe it could be real serious stuff. I don't know. But it's all speculation at the moment. But just thought I would
let... The big takeaway, though, is don't let lads go together on holiday. It just never goes well.
Yeah, I think one of them wanted a stand on double eights in Vegas. And and a couple of them said hit and they went over. I think that's what it was.
A couple of them said hit and then it was a fucking punch up.
But yeah, nothing good comes from off-season.
Bloke's trip to Vegas especially.
Off-season trips though, just in history, it's telling us that nothing good comes of it.
Accident won't happen for sure.
Another bit of big news, mate, and this blew up quite a bit, and this is actually quite interesting and quite a scandal. I don't think anything's been confirmed yet, but have you seen the blow up about Melbourne?
Oh, is this the drug stuff?
Yeah, the drug stuff. So
I haven't, mate. Tell me more.
Interesting report. It's currently being investigated. Apparently. And I think there's speculation that a few clubs are involved, but apparently there was a certain doctor at Melbourne that was drug testing players. And like prior to them actually potentially being drug tested by,
just for his own records, cups of pee around his house,
pretty much. But and then was giving advice to the players to not play and to fake an injury, so they could avoid getting drug tested and coming up positive. So yeah, so pretty crazy if that is true.
Yeah, well, it really, I guess it puts into perspective Stephen May's injury. Ribs, or did you just go a bit hard on the old Saturday night there?
Exactly. It puts in perspective a lot of injuries for Melbourne the last few years. And if Jake Lever didn't do his ACL, that was a big year on the bags.
Fuck. Yeah, that's it just throws everything into disrepute, doesn't it?
It does.
Grundy missed a lot of time last year is all I'm saying. Yeah. Ben Brown, you know, he's obviously not been the same since he left North. So
this could open up just a massive storm of things, you know what I mean?
Storms, yeah. I am going to watch the Storm on Thursday as well as they take on the Broncos.
Yeah, this could uncover a lot inside the AFL. And you know what? It doesn't surprise me. I think most AFL players are doing bags. They can afford it. And it would not surprise me if a lot of them are doing it. And it actually sounds like a smart way to avoid being caught. But again, I don't condone it. But I would not be surprised if it's happening.
Yes. Cool. And for those older listeners, can you explain what a bag is?
A bag is... It's a pretty ambivalent term. Ambiguous term. But in this case, I'm talking about nose beers. And for those of you who don't know what nose beers are, I'm talking about some shit. And for those of you who don't know what shit means, I'm talking about some chook feed. And for those of you that don't know what chook feed is, I'm talking about some snow. And for those of you that don't know what snow means...
Neither does Jack.
I'm running out of nicknames. But
you've cleared that up. Thank you, Carmen McCleary.
Yeah, we're talking about cocaine.
Yes, thank you for that vague description of that whole story, to be honest. But no, it is an interesting update, and we're lucky we've got you on the ground of the AFL house there, so thanks for keeping us in the loop, and we'll look forward to more updates next week.
Thanks, mate.
And speaking of this, I've just got news. Put some like news stuff over this, if you can, with these things. Just here in live, we've got a CEO update, and here he is now. G'day, and I'm joining you from AFL House and outside Docklands. And we've got an update from the CEO, and relegation will be introduced to the AFL League this season, as I am sick of seeing West Coast play in the AFL.
Sorry, mate, you're cutting out a bit there. Whereabouts are you getting to us from?
Just Docklands, the AFL House there.
Okay.
It's the Thunder, man. I'm struggling.
All right. Can we just have Alex back for a second?
Yes. On the back of that, I just wanted to discuss the CEO update. And obviously, we've been told that relegation will be introduced. And
I'm confused. Great news. I'm great actually news. Confused. Has this been confirmed, or is this just one of your stupid ideas?
Oh, would you call it stupid? If it was one of my ideas?
Oh, I'd call it adventurous, not stupid.
Adventurous. Yeah, you know what's adventurous? Going to watch the Bulldogs play West Coast on the weekend and having to sit through that game and watch West Coast play.
Can you just confirm, though, that it hasn't been confirmed?
It hasn't technically been confirmed as yet.
There we go.
But that's what's, that's what could be on the cards. But would that be a problem if it was confirmed? Because I think it needs to be. I'm genuinely sick of seeing these shit sides for years on years be crap.
Yeah. Or maybe we should merge North and West Coast.
Nest Coast
Eagle Roos. To be fair,
Kang Eagles.
They'll still be shit. That's a horrible idea. Yeah. No, I like the whole relegation system. I think that is something that the AFL should look into bringing in.
Can't be introduced overnight, of course. But
no.
It would stop this bollocks that you see week in, week out from some teams and give other people a chance.
I don't know if it would stop it. I think it would. You'd see it like in the Premier League, that there'd still be teams getting battered, but at least you get access to new teams each year.
That
would be the more exciting thing.
And it just makes generally it more exciting. There's more to play for at the bottom end of the table.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree with that. I'd like to see it. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, but, there you go.
We're never going back to the live news reporting. That's
there was a signal issue, I think.
Fucking old mate from the ruralest part of Australia with that accent. Hey, yo, man, fucking half cut as well. He sounded like it. I think he was with fucking Stephen May.
It's just been confirmed. He's done his ACL, that reporter.
Is that it for news? Are we getting into the round?
Let's do it. And hopefully you're ticking away on your anagram as we speak. Get that pencil out.
Oh, I'm thinking about it, mate. Oh, you meant the listeners, yep.
Everyone.
Cool. All right, round three. Another big round, 8-game round. We had the Suns and your mob GWS.
We had a bye. Good win for us. And I just want to say this phrase sums up this weekend, because we heard it a lot and it does start to rear its head as the season goes on.
Yeah.
Finals like atmosphere.
Yeah.
Finals like game. That was tossed around at quite a few opportunities by the commentators this week. And yeah, I don't know. It feels too early to say that, but there was some very close games. So let's get into them.
Yeah, they do love that, don't they? Well, Thursday night should have been finals like atmosphere with the grand final rematch.
Mm.
And to be fair, it was a good game.
Didn't watch this one. I was doing trivia, so you'll have to recap us.
All right. Well, yeah, I watched most of it. It was a good game of footy until the last quarter or so. where Collingwood just ran over the top.
They were never going to go 0-4, were they?
No, and that's...
Of course, we should have known that.
Very interesting, though. I don't know how often people have seen the two grand finalists from the year before playing against each other the next year, both
winless.
0-3.
Yeah.
Crazy. But yeah, both drew in and Pies. I genuinely thought Brisbane were going to win this being at home, but...
Were Pies rightful winners in the end?
Yeah, they European? Were. It looked like they had their mojo back, their run and carry.
Is he a new forward?
Yeah, Mojo Jojo. Powerpuff's arch enemy, if anyone knows that reference. I think they played, their exciting brand of football, and it was clean and efficient again. John Noble came back into the side, has been missing the last few weeks, just can't get a game in the...
Really shame that he got dropped out. Like, he obviously missed the grand final after playing all the regular season.
Yeah.
But it didn't really put a foot wrong, did he? Just
no.
lost his place to Markov towards the end of the year.
Yeah, which was, again, I don't think he deserved it at all. I think he's quite a good footballer. But anyway, he came back into the side, had an opportunity with Markov going out with injury, and did he take it? I thought he was best on ground. He was really good. He played
save it for the votes, though, mate.
Played a really good half-back attacking role, and he was really, really crucial to their win.
He's got a great energy, doesn't he?
He does.
He fits them perfectly.
He does. So he was really good. Dacos was really good as well. Had his own footy again. Lockie Neal was really good for the Lions, despite them losing. But Collingwood.
Any standouts other than those three?
Not really. They were my big standouts. Zorko's been getting a lot of the footy in that sort of half back role.
Supposed to be. He's aging like a fine wine, isn't he?
He is. Standard McCluggage, Dunkley getting a lot of the footy, Tom Mitchell. But they were the standouts for me. But yeah,
Finn McRae, a bit disappointing. Subbed out after halftime.
Getting subbed out again.
Take his opportunity to start.
No, but young player, it'll take him some time.
But
yeah, that was the Thursday night game.
McRae's dad, a highlight on the BT Roman Bryan in the rooms.
Didn't see that.
He was an odd fella with his partner.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
But Tommy short as well. McRae played at AFL, didn't he?
Which one?
Craig.
Craig McRae.
Yeah, is that the coach?
Yeah, is that his name? Fly? Yeah, he played. Yeah. Oh, is that who you're talking about?
His dad was very short, yeah. Yeah, sorry, not Finley McRae. That was a weird segue into the other McRae.
I'm so confused. Let's get out of this game.
McRae's dad did a little short interview.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In the rooms. Very strange.
Okay, thank you. All right, be interesting to see where Lions go from here. Like we said with that news before, don't know if that has any influence on the way they're playing, but I want to see them bounce back.
They haven't got a better opponent to do that to this week. They play at the Mount Barker Roos against the Ruies, and poor bloody North not going to come out on top in this one.
That was the game last year at Gather Round,
absolutely spanked them. Yeah.
On that same ground, absolutely destroyed
That's
them.
Rough. That's rough for North to just cop that 2 years in a row. Yeah, I reckon they don't like Adelaide.
Yeah. So, they should bounce back. But, anything can happen. We'll see. All right, let's move into the Friday games. Good Friday had two games this week.
Just before we move on from Brisbane, I did hear they've got a trip planned this week to try and settle their differences.
Where are they going, mate? Mount Barker.
They're going there afterwards. They're going to that place in Jersey, what's it called? With all the casinos.
Atlantis?
Atlantic City,
that's it.
Where they're off to this week.
Atlantis! They're going to fucking mystical underwater city to fucking drown their differences.
Now, moving on, up the Ruies.
Moving on, we spent too much time on that game.
Way too much.
This time was a bit of a nothing game. Quite a high scorer, though. North Melbourne, 81, were defeated by Carlton, 137. 56
free kicks,
points.
The story of this one. Absolutely criminal. I think Carlton had 34 free kicks to North's like 21 or something. It was a real disparity in. It must be tough being a North fan because I don't think they're a bad team. I know you dislike them. I quite like watching them other than the drubbings they get. So which kind of throws my case for the relegation out the window. But they just cop the worst decisions. They don't get anything.
I like the umps. They're just like, they're shit. Let's not help them out at all.
Absolutely criminal, some of the decisions made in that game. Clear bias towards the Blue Baggers.
Well, yeah, like I said, it doesn't bother me. I love me blues and I don't like me roos. So.
Yeah. Powell looks great for that.
Tom Powell's great. 29 and a goal. Sheezel had his own ball, 32. Cripps, fucking mammoth again, had 28 and I think he had 16 contested possessions.
Tough, yeah. He was Mackay, massive. Mackay is kicking so well at
the
moment.
He is. Nah, he...
Completely turned a corner.
He dead set is their best forward at the moment.
Lots of money for the kids, though, at least. That's a good thing.
That's it.
Good Friday appeal. Yeah. Each goal. Good stuff.
Hewitt had 26 and a goal. He was quite good. And I just want to bring up Elijah Hollands on debut. Coming over from the Gold Coast. He had a very good game. 22 and a goal. That was good to see. So that was that game. We'll move on to the next game that was on Friday night and we'll get through this one.
Oh, let's get your spotlight on this one, mate.
We will get through this one very quickly.
We fly as one, mate.
Dockers, 9 goals, 15, 69, defeated the Adelaide Crows.
The woeful Crows.
4 goals, 10, 34. All right. 34. Saturday's games.
Oh my God. No, 34 points scored in a game.
Saturday's games.
Premiership favourites before the season. I was hearing it all. I'm sick of it.
Essendon versus St Kilda.
Relegate them.
Do you want my hot take?
Yeah. I want all your takes on the Crowies, mate. I want to know what they're doing wrong and what they need to fix.
The first two games, I wasn't that disappointed. I was like... We're playing our game style.
You're missing Thilthorpe.
That's it. Honestly, nah, I don't know. I generally don't want to talk about it because, the first two games, I wasn't that upset. I saw what we were trying to do. We just weren't executing. This game was
you were executed.
Yeah. Yep. Plain and simple. This is probably the worst game I've seen us play for a long time. 34 points. That is not us.
Dawson's playing shit as well.
Dawson, I've never seen him kick so poorly. Like,
he's so inefficient this year.
That is his bread and butter. I don't know what's going on. We just all look like we've lost confidence. Miller now's out for the year. He's done his PCL.
No, drugs, charges.
Yeah, he's done a big old bag. That it was pretty tough to watch.
And he's just come back from a big injury.
This has been the story of his career, really. I feel really bad for him. And he's going to be a big loss because he generates lots of run from halfback. So not a good game. I was really, really disappointed in this performance. Hopefully, Gather Round gives us a bit of a boost to
play Melbourne, don't you?
To turn it around. But yeah, the draw has not helped us with this game. Coming into Melbourne 0-3 is not.
Last year, you got a good win against Carlton, but you'd started the season better. So
yeah, look, if it's a tale of last season, we win this game. That's sort of what turned our season around last year. But I don't know. I can't, based on current form, it's looking flat. So we need something to change at West Lakes, and hopefully it happens this week. But
yeah.
All right, moving on. Essendon St Kilda. This was quite a good game to watch.
It was. This was the first appearance of the whole finals-like atmosphere here. And it was, to be fair, it was borderline game of the round for me.
It was against two teams that, I don't know, will make finals. But anyway, it was a good game nonetheless. Essendon coming back, winning 71, 10 goals 11, 71 to 9 goals 13, 67. Mm. So inaccurate Saints there.
Yeah, they were. I know why they lost, though. And do you want me to tell you why?
You tell me, mate.
Early on in the game, camera pans to the scoreboard. Who you got? You've got Essendon playing the North Kangaroos.
Yeah.
They jinxed them. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, North. You're trying to get a win. You thought the Saints will beat them, will be given the 4 points. Game on. And you absolutely fucked the Saints season now.
Yeah, I don't think they realised by giving them the Kangaroos title, they gave them the same skill level too, it looked like it.
That's harsh on North, to be fair, way Saints played that last quarter.
Riley Bonner was playing like a true Kangaroos player. He had about 17 turnovers.
The funniest thing was later on it went to Geelong. So it was like Essendon technically beat three teams on the day.
they got 12 fucking points. 12 points, yeah.
That was a funny little thing I picked up on.
Essendon, I like watching Essendon. They've got some really...
They've got an edge, don't they?
Yeah. Well, they don't have the wrestler edge in their team, no. But they've got some very, very handy players.
Even without Peter Wright, who we didn't mention in our news wrap.
No, we didn't. Peter Wright. Yeah, so he got sanctioned 4 weeks. He'll be...
What do you think of that, by the way, just quickly? Have you watched the incident now?
Yeah, I did. This one was a bit more tough to have a concrete opinion on.
Hard not to protect yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, I get that. And I think 4 weeks was rough. I like that the AFL are being consistent, though, at least.
Yeah, setting a precedent for sure.
They're like, any higher contact, we're just not... Yeah. But I can see Peter Wright's case.
Is he going to the airport? Is he?
Hey,
you can see his case.
Yeah, no, good stuff. So yeah, Peter Wright. Actually, it's come out. Let's go to our live reporter. This just in: Essendon are using suspensions now as an excuse for cocaine use.
Peter Wright's got a lad's trip booked this weekend.
But yeah, it didn't look like they missed him. Langford and Stringer were solid up front in his absence, kicking three each.
How good's Langford? What a versatile player.
Yeah, unbelievable. Went into their forward line only, I think, last year or the year before and has just been a star. He's so consistent, such a good set shot.
Could play him in any position on the ground, I reckon. Langford.
Yeah, absolutely. Stringer was he kicked some... really big goals.
How long was left when he scored the winner?
Only a minute, I think, or not much more than a minute. So he was Mr. Clutch. Nick Martin had a lazy 44 touches.
Lots of kick-ins, though. Do you think the kick-in should be a stat?
He didn't take that many kick-ins.
Yeah, Kane Corns was going at it on the Sunday footy show.
Oh, I didn't think... No, I didn't see him take that many kick-ins. Yeah, I think they should be a stat if they run
them out. I do too. But you can also do a bad kick-in. Like, I think it should be, even if you kick it out of the square, it should be a stat.
Interesting take, mate.
But you could, because if you turn it over, that's a costly mistake.
Yeah, all right. We'll leave that for the CEO update next week. How about that?
Just going to him live now. His connection's better. Fucking never a stat, man.
So he was great for the Bombers. We spoke about Bonner. He had 32, but they weren't a very efficient 32. And all your other usual suspects, McGrath, Merritt, Parrish, are really good for the Bombers too. So, good game to watch and good win for the Bombers.
Archie Perkins in a more midfield role for the Bombers.
Yeah, he's good. I really like Archie.
Great-looking bloke.
I'm big on Archie. Yeah, he is a rooster.
I'd take his Essendon edge.
Anyway, Saturday night, a big game between Port Adelaide and Melbourne. You probably heard the old finals like atmosphere take on this one too.
Correct.
It was a close game all game. I watched all of this one. Port looked like the better team, to be honest. They were 13-11-89 to Melbourne 15-6-96 winners in the end. So
Melbourne Port, just got it done though. They were more clinical.
Port had more scoring shots, but yeah, Melbourne much more accurate.
Managed the game better. Yeah. Very, very good win for Melbourne. Other sides from Melbourne in the last few years would have lost this game.
Very professional win for 22 sober players. It was good to see. And honestly, like on the backing of that scandal as well, it's, you know, can't be tough to play a game with all that going on in the club. So, yeah, it was good to see them focus on the game.
Gorn was massive.
Gorn was very tall. He was also very good.
6'8", I think.
He also played very well. he was very good. I thought Track was really good. Neil Bullen, he was my best on ground.
Nibbler, great nickname. Yeah,
great performance in the half forward. Had 24, 25, and he kicked two goals as well. I thought he was solid.
Can we just talk about how important those forwards are? Because I think I'm just realizing as a fan of the AFL and sort of late to the party watching it, those forwards, like those pressure forwards, the dudes that play sort of half forward and tackle and get important touches, your Brent Daniels of the world, your Nibblers, how important are they out of 10 for your team?
Yeah, in modern day footy, they are very, very important. This is sort of a role that's sort of only been developed in the last 5 to 10 years. It's becoming, they're almost your most important players, those defensive forwards. But it's good to see when those defensive forwards are great offensively as well. And yeah. I think Neil Bullen is one of the best at that. He provides a lot of pressure defensively, but he's very good as a link man, kicking into the forward line too, pops up for a goal here and there. So he's a very active half forward, and that's, you like to see that. Very important, mate, to answer your question.
Great win. They're going to go through the whole city of Adelaide this week, aren't they? They've done the Port, and they're off to fight the Wizard of Crows.
That's it.
Could be a 100 point win for them on Thursday, I think.
All right, relax. And just before we get out of that game, Port Adelaide get a fucking dog up. Yeah, so good to see them lose. speaking of the Dogs, Sunday morning game or Sunday arvo game, the first game was between...
Went to this one.
You Went did, mate. One. So you talk us through this one.
The less said about this game, the better. Because as I said, they are the reason I've introduced relegation into the league. It's an abomination that West Coast play in the AFL. Feel bad for them. They had to make the trip over here to just go through that. Awful. Yeah, boring. It's not even fun as a semi-Dogs fan. It's like you're just watching. It's like beating a dead horse or something. It's... Yeah, not nice to see. And the less said about it, the better, I think, because it was a miserable watch. But Tim English was a standout. Treloar, 35 and a goal. Bont played forward. That's how much they couldn't give a fuck. They just went, Bont, you go forward, kick three, mate. Very miserable watch. Ruined me Sunday, really.
Libba injured.
What did he do?
I don't know.
Because obviously when you're there, you can't hear much.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I hope that's not serious. I've just seen that in the notes now. So I hope that's not serious. He's had some big injuries in his career and he's seemed to have finally got his body right. So hopefully that's only...
I felt injured watching it, to be fair. So maybe it was just like a stomach bug. Felt sick having to play that shit.
Yeah, maybe
it was
just like, Siebs, get me out of here sort of thing. Nah, good on you, Eagles. All right, we'll move on swiftly. This was
another game of the round finals, like atmosphere, mate.
I think this has to be game of the round.
Yeah, you going for it?
Can I just say, when we did tips last week,
you did. Yes, you said Sydney had.
I'm very proud of this tip because I feel like a lot of people would have tipped Sydney, And I just, understanding AFL the way I do, just knew that Richmond had the game style to nullify the Swans, and boy, did they.
Good on you, mate.
Taranto finally pulled his finger out and said, I'm having a crack. I'm coming back. I'm putting my name on this. I'm getting injured because I've just done crack. Nah, he just went, I'm going to be a baller again. He got 35 and a goal. He was unreal. Vlostone, unbelievable. Unreal. Intercept performance by him. Daniel Rioli had a lot of it. Shai Bolton had a lot of it and two goals.
Yeah, it looks better when he plays a bit more in the midfield. Gets more of the ball.
Yeah, definitely. And then for Sydney, Heaney was unbelievable again. 27 and two goals. That Matt Roberts had quite a lot of it. 27.
He looks like a really controlled player.
Yeah, absolutely. Goulden was good, 25 and a goal. Blakey was good, 24, and he got a goal. That's good for a defender.
Sydney looked rattled for the first time, though, in this one. They looked like they'd been found out a little bit by an undermanned Richmond.
They did, and we've seen this. Richmond have been one of the best teams in the comp in regards to pressure. They've sort of pioneered the pressure game. You could see that Sydney just didn't really know how to handle it. Richmond were excellent at it, forcing turnovers and then capitalizing on it. But a bit of sour news for Richmond. What's his name? Tom Lynch. They thought it was a bit of a knee injury, a bit of a knee sprain. Turns out he's actually like significantly torn part of his lower hamstring muscle, requires surgery, and he's going to be out for 10 weeks. So
yeah, that's tough, isn't it? Because he's only just come back, only played a handful of games last year. So important to their system. They look a much better side when he plays.
Yeah,
and he just can't buy a slice of luck, can he?
Yes, and then another blow as well in the same game. Their key stocks have just fucking completely disappeared now with Noah Bolter as well. Did a knee, and he's going to be out for about 4 to 5 weeks. So
what did he do?
A knee.
Yeah, plenty in your knee, isn't there?
Yeah, something to his knee, mate.
It's all the specifics on this show, isn't it?
Does it really matter?
Yeah, 4 or 5 weeks is a bit different to an ACL. So it's not that. We can rule that out.
Yeah, exactly. I thought by me saying it's 4 weeks, most people would have thought, well, it's not an ACL.
What the fuck is it? It is neither. It's 4 weeks.
Couldn't tell you, mate. But
that sounds a little bit suspicious. Done it. A 4 week knee? You mean a bender?
But he played, like, unless he did a line at quarter time and have gone, mate, your knee.
But it would be ruling him out for next week, so maybe it's just the celebrations afterwards.
Nah, he went out quite early in the game. Anyway, great win by Richmond, but they're gonna struggle with the lack of a forward line. So we'll see how they go next week and gather around. The final round, mate, it just finished. We're recording on Monday night. This game was played Easter Monday between traditional rivals, historic rivals, recent rivals as well. It's just carried over for a long time. Hawks and Geelong. Hawthorn, 10 goals, 10, 70, lost to the Cats, 17-4, 106. Probably expected. Cats flew out of the gates, were about 40 points ahead, and then Hawks brought it back in the second quarter, and it was within 10 points going into the second half, and then it was a bit of a tussle early in the third, but then Geelong just took hold of the game again, and was a pretty professional and comfortable win in the end by 36 points.
Lots of games stopped going into the fourth quarter because of Thunder and Lightning. Obviously, they had to take time off. Interesting, you don't see that much, do you?
No, it was Mike Tyson there. Fucking Thunder, Lightning, left, right.
Good on you, man. Tomahawk, 250, was it? Or was it 300?
Don't know.
Big game for him. And he kicked four. So, yeah. Good stuff. Tomahawk against the Hawks. Do want to say a bit of an anti-climax game for the round after a good round. You know, Geelong Hawks, it's not exactly a thriller anymore. Might have been 10 years ago, but we live in the present.
Yeah. It was more anti-climactic based on, like, Hawks coming back and making it look like it was going to be a game, and then the second half just fizzled again.
Mm, yeah.
But I want to mention, though.
Go on.
Jimmy Warpole has had a fucking unbelievable start to the year.
What were his stats for today?
He's been really good. Today he had 36 and a goal.
Wow.
So that's impressive. A very good performance. He led all stat getters by 9 disposals. The next was Tanner Bruin, who had a really good game.
Oh, he was terrific. Ex-Giant, we love him.
Coming in with into the midfield that's depleted for the Cats at the moment, and yeah, really played a solid role today. Him and Duncan 26 and a goal.
Mm.
Stewart got 24, but he went off with a little niggle. I don't know if he's all right. There's no mention of him being injured, but I saw him going off for a little bit, so maybe have a look for that. I think Mitch Lewis did something too, another little injury concern there. But other than that, not much coming out from that game. Pretty stock standard Geelong win.
Yeah, that's it. And now we've recapped the round, mate. I just wanted to get into our round quiz. It was another big hit from last week's episode. I'm going to go a little less obscure with the stats because I wouldn't mind you getting some. I want to make it, you know, test your knowledge of the round that was, which was round 3.
Go on there, man.
So we'll start with one. Who got the most touches, disposals?
Nick Martin.
Oh, correct. You're on the money there, mate. Who had the most bounces? Joint top.
Well, it wouldn't have been today because it was quite rainy.
Mm.
Saad?
Incorrect. Daniel Rioli and Jordan Clark both took 4 bounces.
Again. Fuck, Clark was so good. He cut us apart. Anyway.
Next one, mate. We've got tackles. Who had the most tackles for the round? With 13.
Cripps.
Cripper was not. It was James Rowbottom with 13.
Oh, he loves to tackle that bloke, don't he?
Unbelievable, Jimmy Rowbottom.
Loves fishing.
And who had the most kick-ins? With 7.
Nick Martin.
No, Nick Martin was 6 kick-ins.
Oof. Wait, let me actually have a guess.
He was second, Nick Martin.
Nasiah Wanganeen-Miller.
It was Judd McVie.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll do one more. Who had the most hit-outs? He was a beast.
Was it Gorn?
Was gone with 50.
Fucking oats, yeah.
50's a few, isn't it?
He was mammoth.
There was one more I wanted to do. Yeah, you know what it is, mate.
Oh, Clangers. Clanger
of the week.
I thought you were going to go fucking score launches.
Clanger of the week. Who had it? With 14 clangers.
Was it Bonner?
It was Rowan Marshall with 14, so he's our clanger of the week.
How the fuck do you have 14 clangers?
Who had the most turnovers then, mate, since you're on the right page there?
Bonner.
Riley Bonner with 17, the most by 5, but our clanger of the week, just going back there, Rowan Marshall with 14.
What constitutes as a clanger, do you know?
Not sure, I was hoping you'd be able to tell me that one.
Well, clanger's like when you shank the ball, I thought. But surely he didn't shank it 14 times. That's ridiculous.
True. And who are the most intercept marks? So I'm just adding questions as I go.
Most intercepts.
7. There was 3 players. If you get any of them, I'll give you a tick.
Harris Andrews.
Close, but no cigar, because Harris Andrews had 4, so he was 3 off the pace. It was Jake Lever, Nick Vlosten, and Ben McKay, with 7.
Cool.
See you next week for more fun quiz clangers. Let us know what a clanger is, by the way, as well.
Let's get into our tipping and round four gather round preview.
Oh, you're all over it, man. You are like a cheap suit, aren't you?
All right, like we mentioned, gather round back in Adelaide this year. Fucking very successful last year. It was a good time to be in Adelaide. The competition loved it. And yeah, no, it's going to be great this week too. All teams are playing. We start off the round with the Crows versus Melbourne on a Thursday night. Fuck, that's surely you have to back Melbourne.
Just to recap, we've got Haskalai is the leader in our tipping comp with four tips correct this week. He's up to 20.
Okay, I was going to say we'll do our tips first, then we'll do that. But let's recap the tips then. Cool. Where's Unfucking Believable?
Unfucking Believable also got four, and he's on 19. Caruso, 22. He got four, 19. It's close. Dubs FC, 4, got 19 overall. D's got 6, leader of the round. Good on you, D's.
Nice, D's. Let's bounce back for her.
That is a rebound. And down at the bottom, we've got Big Big Sour, 94. Must be terrible at tipping. He got 4, and he's on 15. So still all to play.
What am I on?
You are on 16, and you got 4 correct, even with your Richmond call. So props to you, son.
All right, Adelaide, Melbourne, who are we tipping?
You know what the fairy tale suggests, don't you?
Yeah.
An Adelaide homecoming win.
And we have beaten Melbourne at home.
And you know what? I don't believe it, mate. Fairy tales, because I'm going the D's. D's by 37.
I'm going the Crows.
No, you're not. You're not an idiot.
I can't not tip them. So I'm tipping the Crows.
And we've got next game, Lions v North at... Oh, it says Norwood Oval.
Yeah.
That can't be right.
Why?
I thought it was at Mount Barker.
Well, there is a game in Mount Barker, but it's just not that game. So I thought it was that one.
Yeah. All right.
So Norwood Oval, the Coliseum, they call it.
Brisbane.
Yeah, easy.
Brisbane to dominate that one and play themselves into form.
So that's another Friday Arvo game or Twilight game.
Yeah, two. What's going on?
And then we've got Port Friday night against Essendon. Eighth plays ninth. You've got to go Port. I think Port win.
You do have to go Port, but Essendon could edge this one. See what they do.
Saturday, 1 p.m. Eagles play Swans.
I don't want to talk about it. Just tip it.
This is at Mount Barker, but yeah, Swans, it's going to be a fucking bloodbath.
Go on the blood.
Yeah, you see what I did there. Adelaide Oval, another game. Frio versus Carlton. Fuck, Frio second on the ladder.
Friday, I'm not chuffed that there's two games. That's my partner's birthday, so you're going to have to miss those two. No, but I'm just looking at the Friday ones there.
All right, mate, but we're on a Saturday.
Happy birthday if you're listening, Christina.
Frio, Carlton. I'm going to tip the Baggers. Frio have been unbelievable, but I think the Baggers will beat them.
Alex Pearce has been unreal, holding key forwards down, so he'll have to pick one of Kerno or Mackay. Too strong, the Baggers, in this one.
And then another game, Adelaide Oval after that.
That's a good game.
Good game. Doggies versus the Cats.
Good afternoon of footy and evening there, isn't it?
I don't think the Cats have the midfield to go with the Doggies here.
Ooh, shorter break for them. I know they go on about that in the AFL.
Yeah, I'm tipping Doggies here.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm going the Doglets. the Dougals.
Leroy.
He's back.
Suns versus Giants, mate.
Easy win.
The clash of the oranges.
Semi-orange. I hate that blue strip as well that Gold Coast will be wearing in this game.
Mate, awful. They're playing at Mount Barker as well.
I know, it's their home team. Oh, I hope we see the charcoal kit. Come on, pray for the charcoal kit.
Have you? Oh, to mention, have you seen Frio's stealth kit?
They wear it the other day?
Nah, they've just released it. I think they're wearing it Gather Round. It is fucking sexy.
Yep.
It's like black with like purple.
Love it.
Highlights.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it. Unreal. Very nice kit. I'm going Giants in charcoal.
I'm going Giants, and I think Jesse Hogan's going to kick a few goals from the Karma Caruso pocket there.
Yep. Yeah, where is that, mate?
In the Mount Barker Oval, because I used to
Is it at Mount Barker? Oh, for fuck's sake. Fucking Giants get put the worst fucking windy.
It's a great ground.
Absolute Chris Gayle up there. Oh, does my head in. But yeah,
back at Norwood Oval, Richmond versus St Kilda. I can't see Richmond winning this with their depleted forward line. Saints are very good defensively, so they'll get the job done there.
Correct. I'll tip them with you. And Collingwood will be getting the win over the Hawks at Adelaide Oval to round out Gather Round.
That's it. And I'm tipping Collingwood too. All right, mate. That's another episode of the AFL done. Gather Round's going to be unreal. I will not be able to go to any games because guess what I've got on this weekend?
A wedding.
A fucking wedding.
No, I don't believe you.
I've got a wedding.
So, well, here's to holy matrimony. And also, I just want to read out the anagram while I can.
Do you want to read it out or do you want me to guess?
Should I? Well, have a guess, mate. Have a guess.
Well, I'm not going to guess.
Whether just give him a trigger warning, spoil warning.
What was it again? The
anagram I gave you was go reevaluate SAA, and that's what the AFL may be doing after Gather Round has finished.
And I think the AFL need to reevaluate the fucking pump up they give this player, and it's Asava Radigalia.
Correct. Obviously, we did not talk about his. He should have been Clanger of the Week, shouldn't he?
He should have been, yeah. I don't want to go on about it. Most overrated player in the game.
If you haven't seen it, he was on the line. Easy spoil or whatever. What they call it where you put it through for behind.
Yeah, you spoil it. Yeah,
you spoil it through for behind. Decided. He's jumped 2 feet in the air and taken a chest mark behind the line rather than just touching it through.
And it's gone over for an easy goal.
Or taking a mark above his head, which he's supposedly really good at. So
it's one of the silliest things you'll ever see. Go have a look at it. It's quite funny. And then about 2 minutes later, he fucking nearly knocked out one of his own players. Yep. I'm not sure about him.
He could be Clanger of the Week, because I don't think Rowan Marshall deserves the title when you've got that sort of shenanigan going on.
Nah. So, yeah, that was the anagram. Hopefully you guessed it as quickly as I did. To be fair, I got it as soon as I saw it. But I am a master at that. So
that's it. You are, mate. And here's to another good week of footy. And I can't believe you're at a wedding when the footy's come to you this week, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Should be the biggest week of your life every time Gather Round happens.
I'll try to get out to a game. But
what about one of the community games? It'd be great to see you at Suns Giants at Norwood Oval.
Yeah, like I said, it's just the time factor with the wedding and everything. But
how long does it take to say I do, mate?
Yeah, it's not up to me though, is it?
Yeah, it could be. You're the vicar.
Alright, we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us. Have a fucking ribber.
See you guys. Check out our Brownlow votes online and tell us who we missed.
And like, share, comment, subscribe, do all that stuff. Give us a rating on Spotify as well. Do all those good things. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Love you guys. Bye.